But they said hyperglycemia doesn't exist, and they said that it's all in your head. I'm like, no, I feel like I'm going to pass out. Something's wrong with my blood sugar. So I read Sugar Busters, and that woke me up, and immediately I stopped drinking soda. Because like a lot of people, I went through college drinking Mountain Dew and Coke, Pepsi. It was a normal thing in that day, right? Everybody was drinking soft drinks. Well, it turns out that high fructose corn syrup was killing me and giving me all of these health problems. Once I stopped drinking soda, I had such an improvement in my health that I decided, well, there must be more to this. Like, what else can I improve in my diet and get great results? And so, like, fast forward to today, I remember that when I was in college, I took a Spanish class and I had a very difficult time learning Spanish. My brain could not really fathom that foreign language. Well, you know, today, fast forward, I'm twice as old. You know, I now speak pretty good Chinese, and I spoke fluent Spanish when I lived in Ecuador. I'm able to learn better. The brain works better. The body works better because of nutrition and avoidance of toxic chemicals. And even that, just saying that today, most doctors would disagree with that, and they would say, oh, there's no connection between nutrition and brain function. Really? What's your brain powered by? It's powered by the blood in your body. Your blood is made by the food that you ate. I mean, your body makes your blood, right, in your bones. What does it use for raw materials to make your blood? It uses the food you just ate and the beverages you just drank. Your blood powers your brain. Of course it matters what you eat. So, you know, that's kind of a summary there.